Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Katie was telling us about this issue going around right now with kidney stones.
Oh my gosh. So this story, they actually are highlighting Children's Hospital Colorado because they say kidney stones are on the rise in kids and teens. And in fact, this study says that over the past 20 years, kidney stones, at least people have came to the hospital for them, have doubled at Children's Hospital Colorado, which is insane because you think kidney stones is an older person kind of ailment, right? Like,
yes.
You would deal with that when you're older in life and not necessarily in your teens. But this story specifically is not saying, well, it's because of this. They're highlighting a specific girl named Reagan, who's a varsity volleyball player at Elizabeth High School. And her senior year, she was in pain the entire time. So she describes it as she was like, I had a constant fever for months. I would go to school. I had my high school volleyball games. And she said she would be driving in the car in complete pain. They would have to help her out of the car. She'd play her volleyball game, and then she'd just lay back in the car.
So horrific.
I mean, she was in pain the entire time, and they did all these tests. They found out multiple kidney infections, so she was constantly being treated for a kidney infection. Then they did some kind of x-ray MRI thing, and they found she had an actual large stone that was lodged into something.
Good God.
In her kidney. And all
it's
this
like a marble
fluid,
in there.
Yeah, all this fluid was backing up and causing these infections. So she did get it surgically removed, and she's doing so much better now. She's actually going to play college volleyball.
What's the cause of all this,
okay,
since it's like doubling and all these kids have kidney stones.
Exactly. So I looked into it and they say kidney stones are caused by a lack of drinking enough water, also eating foods that have a lot of salt in them, so sodium can be a
chocolates before
thing.
Bed.
Not chocolates before bed. They also say, the sodium thing, and then protein, animal protein. So eating too much animal proteins can also cause kidney stones. And if you look at, if you are on the food part of any social media platform, you will see the prepackaged noodles, the energy drinks, which are loaded. You just talk about
they're
Red Bull.
They're full of sodium.
Loaded of sodium. And the protein. Everybody is so worried about getting over 100 grams of protein a day.
This
so
is
it's
spot
like,
on of like every Instagram video you see.
Yes.
It's your protein, somebody slamming an energy drink, and somebody eating noodles.
Yeah.
That's all my kids want anymore is like ramen noodles. And I'm like, no, it's like horrible for you.
And they're seeing this. I mean, again, Children's Hospital, they said double the amount of kidney stones in the last 20 years. So that's alarming.
That is alarming. Cut out the noodles and Red Bulls, you guys. Have a glass of water, for goodness sake.
Mix in some water.
There's a great video, too, on YouTube, if you hop on there, where a doctor actually put one of those pills in your stomach that records video. It's like a microscopic camera. You popped it, and he had the guy eat ramen noodles. And the process of your stomach breaking down ramen noodles took like 3 days or something crazy.
No.
I mean, don't quote me on that, but it was a very long time. And it was like a warning as to like, don't eat ramen noodles.
Especially on like a multiple time weekly basis.
Yes!
I think that's the problem because you see these kids.
They're so good.
And we all get it because in college age, I mean, gosh, I lived on ramen noodles. We all went through this.
Same.
But
it's because they're so good.
They're so cheap.
It's
they're
on a different level now. It really is because you see people prepare their ramen noodles. They have the season pack, which is all we had, right?
Yep.
Now they're adding to that.
Yep.
They're putting more garlic salt in that. They've got their tahini that they sprinkle all over
it. They throw an egg in there.
They
fancy
throw so
it
many
up.
Things,
and
right? I saw Cheetos in ramen one day.
There's
so many
noodle places now anymore.
Yeah.
When we were up in Buena Vista, there's like noodle places up there, and the kids wanted to go there. I was like, no, there was something unsettling about a mountain town where you can go get like pizzas and brisket. And I was like, let's go get noodles.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think so.
Doesn't fit the vibe here,
absolutely, at all.
But definitely something to think about.
Now
if
I
you
can
have
scare
kids.
Them with kidney stones.
You can't. Pass a kidney stone?
It's going to feel like you're peeing razor blades.
Oh,
gosh. It really will, though.
I can't imagine. Honestly, though, like my son is, 14 or whatever? He'd still eat them. He's like, whatever.
Let's do it.
Tastes good.
Sounds fun.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's a nice little public service. I mean, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Neither did I.
The amount of kidney stones is doubling. That's very informative this morning. We're your number one station for kidney stones.
Hey, you know, I heard that somewhere.
We're pretty tapped into kidneys here at Denver's.
You can't pass us. Sorry. Can't go.
Oh, Katie.
As hard as
it
you
was
try.
So stupid. It's so well placed. It was so well placed.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Should we quickly zip through PMI? I mean, mine's pretty quick.
Yeah, mine's all right.
Do I have the positive? I do have the positive today. Okay, here's the positive, and I'm doing it just for me because you guys know how much I love Sydney Sweeney. She's like my super crush right now. She has partnered with Dr. Squatch, the soap people. It's like Sasquatch.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Squatch. Or Squatch? Squatch.
Squatch.
Squatch. Dr. Squatch. Yeah. So anyway, she did a like video / photo shoot with them where she was actually in a tub full of water lathering herself up with their bathwater bliss. I guess it smells like pine, Douglas fir, earthy moss. Well, Dr. Squatch decided to take some of that bathwater and create soap out of it. And now you can go buy Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap.
And it smells like pine?
I guess.
I thought it smelled like cherries or something. Like
no, it's got to smell
it can
manly.
Smell
because
like
it's a man's
anything.
Soap.
It
I
can
know,
smell.
You just have her bathwater.
It could
in it.
Smell like cat turds.
You don't care what it smells.
You want to know what's
like?
Funny, Jeremy?
It would smell like cat turds.
I signed up to try to get that soap for
he
you,
did.
Buddy.
Yeah, there's a raffle. Yeah. You can be. There's giving away 100 bars, or why don't you just go buy it? There's a limited edition supply. $8 each online through June 6th.
I don't want to spend $8, but if I win it, it's coming to you, buddy.
Yes,
I got
so
you.
And you can wash your body with
like
Sydney
a vial
Sweeney.
Of bathwater.
No,
it is
a
soap.
They took the water from the bath that she was in and made soap out of it, and now you can buy it.
I'm glad that she partnered with a company. I thought she was just doing this on the side. I'm
she
like,
she could do it on the side.
Like,
she could be
she
like
could.
That lady who was selling jars of her farts,
yes.
And weird dudes online were buying
you
it.
You would buy it all day. You'd
yes,
buy that.
You would buy it. Well, I personally, I'm not that weird, but. You know, the soap's kind of cute.
If you want
I'd
it,
I'd put it on my desk
it.
Here in the office. Yeah. Be like, hey, this was a part of Sydney Sweeney.
At one time.
All right, real quick, who's got the minus?
I got the minus, and this one starts off bad because two hikers in the Adirondack Mountains called 911 to report that a member of their party had died.
No!
I know. No! Well, here's where the story takes a turn.
Eric? Where's Eric?
Yeah, it turned out they had just been tripping on mushrooms, and their fellow hiker was just fine.
Oh God!
They
that's
literally
funny.
So they were hiking. They called the 911 operator and was like, "Oh my God,
Eric's gone missing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's dead.
We have no idea. He went right off the cliff." Well, apparently Eric then called 911. No, I'm fine.
I'm fine, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
worry.
He said,
fine.
"Bro." He said,
yeah.
"Bro."
They actually out. Rangers had to come and escort the two hikers down to an ambulance because they were lost and they were quote determined that they were in an altered mental state. So they had to help them and then they helped Eric down. To their campsite, and then they reunited them
Eric.
All. You should have seen the two hikers like, you're alive!
Bro!
Yeah.
Bro!
So again,
we thought we lost you.
The minus turns positive.
Never doing shrooms again.
Why are you doing shrooms in the mountains?
Stop
the
doing shrooms.
You need to be safe up there. You need to have all of your senses. Be alert. Like, not the place to do it.
There could be bears, Eric.
My goodness.
This reminds me of the story that was just like a week ago. This dude got super drunk and wandered into the woods. And they couldn't find him, and so they initiated this gigantic search party to go find that Eric.
Yeah.
And he stumbled onto the search party because he was out wandering in the woods, and he
Eric?
Was helping look for this guy that they were looking for. And it turns out he was right there searching for himself.
Who needs
I'm
a bear?
Lost. I know. Found him. He's in the search party.
Oh my gosh. Be careful in the wilderness, okay?
Oh, my God.
So funny.
All right, what's your interesting, Joshy boy?
All right, I read the story yesterday. This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. A former president's grandson just passed away. Sad story. He lived a long life. He died at 96 years old.
Oh.
The crazy thing about this, the president was the 10th president of the United States and was born in 1790.
Oh.
His actual grandson just passed away, John Tyler. So John Tyler was the 10th president. He was born in 1790, excuse me. His last living grandchild passed away yesterday. He was inaugurated in 1841. Tyler's last son was born in 1853 when he was 69 years old.
Oh.
And that son had a son, which was Harrison Ruffin Tyler at age 75.
Good for him.
In 1928.
Who is this guy, Robert De Niro?
Oh my gosh, I know. But in 1928, he had the son, Harrison Ruffin Tyler, who is the actual grandson of John Tyler, born in 1790, and he just passed away yesterday.
Isn't that nutty?
At the age of 96. That is unbelievable that the
10th
president of the United States had a living grandson until yesterday.
What was his name again?
Harrison Tyler.
Harrison Tyler.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I see. Harrison Tyler has passed away.
That's insane.
That is nutty.
That's really nutty, dude. That he was 1790, was born, and had a grandson that lived till yesterday.
That's so trippy. That's trippier than doing mushrooms in the forest.
It is.
I'll tell you right now. There you go, guys. We fit it in. That's PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. All right, get ready for some fun coming up at 7:30. Ooh, big time. It's Fast Five with some Coldplay tickets up for grabs today during our Fast Five game. So be ready to call in. I want you to save this number in your phone, especially if you've never called in before. We love getting the newbies. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios coming up here in a few minutes for Fast Five. Traffic time.